Hey there, it's me, Denise Lee, and welcome to the Introverted Entrepreneur Podcast, where we help improve your mindset and your money. So glad you're spending your time with me. Let's talk about time management. If you are a procrastinator, or you are a perfectionist, or you're just someone who just wants to get more work done in shorter time, you're going to want to listen to this podcast. I'm going to blow your mind and simplify how you do things. And you're only going to get these tips coming to you after this short break. Hey, and we're back. Thank you so much for joining me. If this is your very first time, welcome. So glad you're here. Make sure that you hit that subscribe button so as soon as I drop another episode, you'll be able to listen to it lickety-split. And for those of you guys who have been listening for multiple episodes, tell your homies, tell your friends. We need to grow this community, and I can't do it without you. Like, make a record, and share it with anyone you know who just wants to not just improve their business, but improve their mindset. Now, let's be friends on social media. You can find me at Denise G. Lee on Twitter or Denise George Lee on LinkedIn, where I will inspire and motivate and encourage you to be your best self. And everything that we're going to be talking about is going to be only found in my royalty program. My royalty program is my 6-month private coaching program made for entrepreneurs who are willing to do whatever is necessary to take their business to new heights. And you can only find that on Denise G. Lee. Click on the courses tab and click on royalty. Royalty is designed for entrepreneurs who want to make a big impact in not just their personal life, but in their community as well. So check out royalty today if that is something that is of interest to you. Okay, with all of that being said, I want to open up and tell you that I was not always the best time manager. For me, I have had a lifelong struggle with anxiety and particularly people pleasing. And let me show you what that, or rather explain to you how that shaped out to be. You know, I would go to work and I would get an email and someone would ask me to do something, and whatever I had planned got thrown out the window, and I would go into epic spiral mode of trying to understand the request, trying to get it done as fast as possible. And often when I was getting it faster as possible, the anxiety and overwhelm would actually create a lot of sloppy errors. I would send in the solution, quote unquote, or the response filled with errors. They would get frustrated, then I would get more anxious and afraid, and it just would spiral into other things. And until I understood that, until I got my anxiety under control, until I realized that the people pleasing was causing me a lot of malfunction in not just my time management, what I wanted to get done, but all other areas of my life, I wasn't really successful professionally. And I see this now as I reflect on my life. If you're feeling that way, if you think that you can control your anxiety on your own and it's just not working, then again, I would encourage you to check out my royalty program. I'm going to put it in the show notes below so that you can be able to access that. Okay, now let's talk about that list of things that I wanted to talk to you about. And I want to open up with a story. It is in the book called Miracles Happen by Mary Kay Ash. Mary Kay Ash was the founder of Mary Kay Inc. Cosmetics, and I absolutely are in love with all the timeless wisdom that she has given to everyone while she walked this earth. And I loved her other book on people management, but I'm also loving Miracles Happen because it's just a lot of gems of wisdom. Right now, I'm on chapter 10, and I'm reading through the opening of the $35,000 list. Early in my sales career, I heard a story that was to have a lasting effect upon me and the way I work. The subject was time management, and the story concerned Ivy Lee, a leading efficiency expert, and Charles Schwab, a president of then small company called Bethlehem Steel. Ivy Lee called on Charles Schwab and said to him, quote, I can increase your efficiency and your sales if you will allow me to spend 15 minutes with each of your executives. Naturally, Schwab asked, what will it cost me? Nothing, Lee said, unless it works. In 3 months, you can send me a check for whatever you think it's worth to you. Fair enough? Schwab agreed. So Lee spent 15 minutes with executives from the struggling young steel company and asked them to complete a single task. Every evening for the next 3 months, each executive was to make a list of the 6 most important things he had to do the next day. Finally, the executive was to rank the items in their order of importance. Quote, each morning, begin with the first item of the list, she told them, and scratch it off when it's finished. Just work your way right down those 6 items. If you don't get something finished, it goes on the next day's list. At the end of the 3-month trial, efficiency in sales had increased to such an extent that Schwab sent Lee a check for $35,000. Now, that's still a lot of cash for such a small amount of work. But in today's money, meaning this is me, Denise, talking, $35,000 is literally the equivalent of $500,000 would be a lot of money. So I'm going to stop right here and share with you that based on that $35,000 list, Mary Kay Ash made sure that she started her day with that list of 6 things. And that's what I'm going to ask you to do. Have a list of 6 things. If you don't get it accomplished, it goes shifts off to the following day. And if it's important to you, do it. It doesn't matter if it takes 20 minutes or doesn't matter if it takes 20 hours. It's by its order of importance. Before you end your day, I want you to get out a sheet of paper and I want you to make a list from 1 to 6 and list out the most important things and do only 1 thing at a time. Now, obviously, there's moments where there's crises or it seems like there's an emergency going on. I want you to not deviate from the plan. I want you to only focus on what's needed. And if possible, you have to either delay, meaning have the work that needs to be done, that urgent matter to be done the following day, put that on the list. You have to examine even if it has merit. For a lot of times when people are coming to you with a crisis or telling you what's needed, it really isn't a crisis. You just really have to talk with them for just a few minutes of your time. And most likely they already have the solution and they didn't even really realize it at the time. That's why you have to have a clear mind that you're working with so that when someone's coming with you with a whirlwind of confusion or chaos, you'll be able to talk with them in a manner that's clear and concise, and then you can get back to what's most important. Have you had a list? I want to know. Let me know. Because for me, I always felt that I had to have 10,000 things on a list and made me feel as if I was important and I was accomplishing a lot. But in reality, all I was doing was showing how scattered and how inefficient that I was. One of the things that I used to do, and if this is you, don't, no shame, I'm just telling you what I've done too, was I would go to the grocery store with no list at all and just going meandering from aisle to aisle and always buying stuff that I didn't need and always spending 20 minutes when it really should have been 5 minutes. I'm just exaggerating the time. But the whole point I'm trying to say is that I was spending way more time. I was inefficient. And I was buying stuff that I really didn't need. And to make matters worse, I would just go there for leisure. Now, I think there's a lot of other things that we can do for leisure that don't involve plunging ourselves into excessive consumer debt. And that includes, ladies, I'm specifically talking to you ladies, just window shopping. Because often what happens is that if you go to a place long enough, just window shopping, you start wanting to buy things that you really have no need for. And actually, that brings me to another part of that $35,000 list that I want to say is that you have to put down things on the list that are needed and necessary. If it's not needed or necessary, you really have to ask yourself whether or not it should be even done at that time. I think about the success of Mary Kay as a saleswoman and as a single mother at one point raising three kids by herself and being able to have a successful sales career and then later in life, her mogul business, Mary Kay Inc. It wasn't a fluke. It wasn't by accident. It was because she made an effort about what she was going to do each and every day. And she was very defensive of her time. She fiercely guarded her time because she knew that her time was absolutely precious. Now, I encourage you to try this sometime today or next week, or, well, I shouldn't say next week. Try it within 24 hours. I'm asking for you to do it and see how it goes. You might find yourself trimming back a lot of things that were really not necessary or needed. Okay. Now, the second thing I want to talk with you about is the 5 o'clock club. Now, let me tell you where I first heard it. I first heard it from an old coach of mine. And she always said, I'm a member of the 5 o'clock club, meaning she would wake up at 5 a.m. before her husband woke up, before any of the emails came in, before any of the things that just took her time. And she just got a lot of work done. Now, what is the logic behind that? First, obviously, there's no more distractions. You're increasing your productivity and your efficiency because you're able to focus. Also, you're able to take care of the most pressing matters that don't require talking with anybody. For example, this is a pro tip that I use. I love the fact that I can have my emails scheduled out. I have a bunch of emails right now that are in draft scheduled to send mode at certain days and at certain times to certain people. I don't have to wait until that day of to send a message that's important. If I'm thinking about communicate with someone, but it's not necessary to send it at that time, I could have it scheduled. And if for whatever reason I want to add more text or add more clarity, or perhaps heck, even cancel the email because I realized that it's not necessary or needed, I can do that. I can do that via Outlook. Now, I don't know for free Yahoo or Gmail, but that's, I have that capability through Outlook. Check your email system out to see if you can schedule emails, because that really has been a game changer that I knew I had the power to utilize it before, but you know, I let the mania and the anxiety and trying to get everything all done once, instead of asking myself, how can I organize my thoughts so I can write out the things that I have to have sent out, but I don't have to send it out all at once. Just wanted to throw that out there. And this is a little pause. I just want to say that if you feel that, oh my gosh, Denise, there are so many of the ways that I can be more productive, take heart, understand that this is just a little sampling of what I can share with you about how to be more productive. If you're interested in working with me, check out the show notes below and check out that royalty program, because I definitely believe that for some of us, we can really take our businesses to new heights when we're able to organize our time. All right, let's get back to the 5 o'clock club. Now, the 5 o'clock club is not just for business only. It could be for you. For example, for those of you guys who have little young ones at home, perhaps you need to do your workouts in the morning. I have a little one myself. I use my time for my spiritual and physical workout. Let me explain what I'm talking about. To help get me grounded and able to take on all the challenges that I have with my work, I use my time in the morning to listen to something that a spiritual matter via audio while I'm lifting weights or I'm doing some type of cardiovascular exercise. And then I also devote some time for journaling and for reflection so that I can have my mind as clear and calm as possible in order that I can face all the challenges ahead with clarity. Clarity is a pure gift, and you can give it to yourself at the start of every day. You deserve it. Now, I know for some of you guys, you are like, I ain't waking up at 5 a.m. I am not a morning person. Fine. Make your club the 11 p.m. club. If you are a night owl, make sure that you schedule some time when everyone goes to sleep so that you can take care of the tasks that are important and necessary and needed. Okay. Now, the last thing I want to talk with you is, and I mentioned it a little bit earlier in regards to the $35,000 check, was delegate, delay, or delete. Let me explain in more detail with that. First of all, a lot of us are doing things that are absolutely not within our skill set. And I have a little confession. For my first business, before doing my own coaching named Denise Lee Coaching, I had another business called Victor Novus, who also was coaching, but it was more for corporations and companies. And I thought that through my own wisdom, and I'm kind of like rolling my eyes as I say that I had the skills and expertise to build my own website on my own and manage it myself. Now, I had some skills, but it was nowhere near the skill set or in talent of a professional website designer. Now, it definitely looked like something that a high schooler could make. And yeah, I did get some clients and yeah, I got some business, but I definitely don't have the look and feel that if you go on DeniseGLee.com that Victor Novus, and don't look for Victor Novus because it doesn't exist, it's gone. But for a lot of us, we feel that we need to pinch our pennies and or we think that we can do it ourselves. And the reality is, even if you have the skill set, do you have the time? Do you have the energy? Do you even have the desires? Well, that's what I mean by delegate. Give something that you know you shouldn't be doing to someone who is competent and that's able to do it far faster, more efficient, and make way more attractive than what you would want to, you could do or think you could do on your best day. A lot of us have been trying to do this whole lone soldier thing and doing everything by ourselves. We're getting stressed out, we're getting overwhelmed, we're getting burnt out, and we're not being productive. Delegate, delegate, delegate. Now, number two is delay. Not everything needs to be done all at once. Remember how I said that sometimes people will come to with you with quote unquote emergencies, but in reality, it's just a drama moment and they just needed someone to hear you out. You need to have discernment to understand whether or not it's truly something that needs to be handled all at once or it can be pushed down later. And I've been a big fan of telling people outright, is this an emergency? Is this something that needs my immediate attention? And you'd be surprised how efficient people are when you tell them that you're short on time. Now, I'm not saying be curt or rude or standoffish. I'm saying literally, explain to them your other priorities and ask them if this is something that's needed and necessary. Most of the time, it's not. But when it truly is an emergency from someone that you care about or someone's valuable on your team, drop it and zero in on what exactly is needed. Now, if they just need a listening ear, that can be delayed, okay? It does not need to be discussed no matter what their emotions are. People need to be learning how to manage their emotions with efficiency. And you're not helping yourself and you're definitely not helping others by being the go-to shoulder whenever something goes wrong in their lives. Give them back the power in their lives and let them try to manage it if they can. Okay. Now, lastly, I want to talk to you about deleting. For a lot of us, we're just doing a lot of stuff that we honestly, is redundant, is unnecessary, and it's taking up our time. I think about one little thing that I used to do all the stupid time where I would update on this list of things that, for my business, I'm not going to get into details because I just realized how trivial it was. And I realized that a program that I bought was already automatically doing this recording for me. And like a dummy, I thought that I needed to have a triple backup. Well, how does that make any sense? You've got one system, then you got a backup that you paid for, and then you're trying to do a manual triple check. For a lot of us, we really need to delete things that are erroneous, unnecessary, and unneeded. Come on, guys. Let's think about, do we really need to take 2 trips to the grocery store instead of 1? Do we really need to talk all day with our kids on the weekend because we feel as if we're not having enough quality time? But in reality, just 15 minutes with our kids every day is more than enough if we have our complete focus and attention on them, okay? For a lot of us, we are just making life live harder. We're just making our lives harder because we're not really fully optimizing. We're not focusing. We're trying to do 5,000 things at once. But if we actually break things up into small, manageable chunks and we're really physically present and emotionally present while we're doing things, we'll realize that things don't really have to take as long as they need to. Now, let's review everything that I've got on my list. Number one, the 35,000 check, which is really rounding to today's day currency, or it's $500,000. Make sure that you only put 6 things on your list every day by order of importance and by listing, meaning that if it's number one, make it number one. If it's number two, make it number two. Don't try to flip-flop and do it one thing at a time. Resist the urge to want to flip-flop and distract yourself. Number two, the 5 o'clock club. Wake up before anybody wakes up. Or perhaps make it the 10 p.m. club, or do it when everyone goes to sleep. Use that time to exercise, meditate, or whatever you feel that needs to be done where you need your absolute focus so that you can be organized, efficient, and productive. And lastly, delegate, delay, or delete. For a lot of us, things need to be done by somebody else who's far more competent and more talented and can do it faster than us. Perhaps things need to be pushed off until you get more information or it's a better time. Or perhaps you need to eliminate it, delete it. We are more than capable of optimizing our day and getting a lot done, only and only if we are willing to surrender their anxiety and the need to be super man or woman. Well, that is it. Thank you so much for listening. Was there something that really struck in your mind? Let me know. Send me a message at hello@denisegleigh.com. Well, that is it. Thank you so much for listening. Take care and be awesome.